What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Monday, September 23rd. Welcome to a new week. The Miami Hurricanes, they are good. So at least we got that. The Miami Dolphins, they are not. We've got them, but I don't think a lot of people in South Florida want them right now. I mentioned the Canes right off of the top. Who would have expected that? Monday after a football weekend, and I say Canes before Dolphins. The reason I had to say Canes before Dolphins is because I know the way things work on sports talk radio. I have been doing this now for 16 years. Long enough. People, they enjoy hammering a team. You tune in because, oh my gosh, I got to hear what Andy's going to say. He's going to go off on the Dolphins, or we're going to have these callers and they're going to go off. I get it. I like winning better than negative talk. We had a lot of winning in 2023. That was fantastic to discuss here on a daily basis. But I know people tune in to hear negativity. Can't wait to hear sports talk radio tomorrow. That's what people were saying yesterday. Well, right now, when it comes to the Dolphins, you're going to get plenty of negative. Everything with this Dolphins organization got negative very quickly. I could never have imagined the season going sideways so fast. You know, on this show, I am always all about I tell you exactly what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling. I tell it like it is. If I thought it was going to be this bad this quickly, I would have said something a whole lot sooner. You would have heard it from me a week ago, 2 weeks ago, before the season started. I never thought it would be this bad, and right now it is bad. Yeah, there were some warning signs, and I'll discuss those warning signs. I'll talk about what's wrong. That'll probably take a few weeks. Maybe I should do a show where it's like, hey, welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show. We're going to discuss everything that's right with the Miami Dolphins. Okay, the show is over for today. We'll catch you again tomorrow. It wouldn't be that long of a program. This is bad. This is really bad. The way this has played out, 3 weeks into the season, we've been waiting for football forever. 3 weeks into the season, here we are. I don't even know if Dolphins fans should be thankful for Javon Holland punching that ball out of ETN week one. We thought it saved the Dolphins in week one. Maybe it hurt them in the end, fighting for the number one pick or something. I say that jokingly. I don't think the Dolphins will have the number one pick, but this team could easily be 0-3. Mike McDaniel, is he on the hot seat? I think so. Chris Greer, is he on the hot seat? Yes. The only reason I said I think so with Mike McDaniel is because he got that extension. But when it comes to Stephen Ross, I don't think the guy cares about money. He's got billions and billions and billions of dollars, beyond billions. So giving Mike McDaniel whatever it was for another two seasons, to me, that's irrelevant. I think Stephen Ross is the type of guy that just likes making people happy. Hey, I gave this guy money. I gave this person money. I gave this woman money. Not to pay her off or something. I'm not insinuating that. But just I'm giving this money and that money, and it gets talked about. Hey, here's a great owner. He's giving all these people money. He paid Tua. He paid Tyreek. He paid Jalen. He paid to improve the stadium. All of these things, it's like, okay, he's got a lot of money. He's using the money. And that's fantastic. If you have a lot of money, use it. But I don't think that is going to stop him from making a business decision. I don't think this is going to happen in the next week or so. Could you blame everything on Tua getting concussed? You could, but I don't think it's a valid excuse, because you look at what happened with the Dolphins even when Tua wasn't there. They were getting blown out by Buffalo. The play calling by Mike McDaniel was horrendous. Everything was just so bad. Can it be fixed? I don't have the answer to that where I could say yes or no. I can't say it can be fixed, and I can't say it cannot be fixed. I don't know if it can be fixed, but from what I've been seeing through 3 weeks of this season, and you guys, Dolphins fans, have been seeing it as well, there's a lot of issues all around this football team. And I don't think you can take even half of those issues and cure them and be like, okay, we're good here now. Let's move on to this part. We're good here now. I mean, you can go all over. You can go on the sideline. There's a lot of issues with this team right now. And you could say there's a lot of issues with this entire organization. So if you tuned in to hear negative radio, you're in the right spot. Until I bring up for one segment, hopefully one segment, I'm going to try Cam Ward in the University of Miami. I don't have a show tomorrow. I'm off tomorrow, which is kind of a good thing, because it's like, two consecutive days not holding a Dolphins funeral, because they're not dead yet, but just murdering the Dolphins, like attempting to murder them, two consecutive days. I just can't. I can only do it for one. That's not why I'm off tomorrow. It's just that I'm off tomorrow. So I'll get everything in today, and trust me, there's plenty of opinions that I have on what's been going on with this football team. So I do have a lot to get to this hour on a Monday. I know a lot of you Dolphins fans, you just breathe, sleep Miami Dolphins. I know people traveled to Seattle. I have friends that traveled to Seattle. I was telling you last week, a buddy of mine said he was going to Seattle. This was right after Tua got hurt. And I'm like, just cancel your trip. Hotels, they're refundable. Unless you bought some deal on some third or fourth party website where it's non-refundable, well, that's a problem to begin with. Airline tickets, just get a credit. And then that's when he told me, no, I bought basic economy. And then I did like 5 minutes here on the air saying how you should never buy basic economy, because that's just that's the worst decision you can make, unless you're flying in like 2 hours. Like, okay, you're going to buy it, and then you're going to fly 2 hours later. Because if you had a regular plane ticket and you had a hotel that was refundable, the tickets you could have just sold on StubHub or something. Why would you have gone to what you knew was going to be a disaster yesterday? The only thing I could think of is, oh, because I wanted to see another stadium. And I do one trip a year, and this was it. I would have just made alternate plans. I would have saved that money and, I don't know, put it in the app and take Seattle minus the points. And then go do something else. Okay, so I have a lot to get to on this Monday afternoon. Many things in front of me. I'm off tomorrow, so no Uncle Luke. That means we'll do a Luke Tuesday on a Monday. a special Luke Monday, because Luke is hot right now. And I know a lot of Dolphins fans, you feel just like him. But I can't get to anything I want to until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
What we are witnessing with this Dolphins football team and the entire organization is a disaster. A complete disaster. That's not an exaggeration. It's a disaster. We're still in week three. We got two games tonight. Still week three. And it's a disaster. Remember week three last year? I believe it was week three last year where the Dolphins put up 70 points against the Broncos. I could go back and replay that show. Maybe we could do that tomorrow. Just recollect on what happened 1 year ago. I came on here. We were talking about the best offense of all time. It was that kind of show. And it was fun. This year, you hear what I'm saying. Instead of doing the "this is the best offense of all time" show, we're going to do is Tim Boyle the Answer show. What a difference. It's just unreal how bad this season has gone. Nightmares, you know, they're a collection of your fears. They get realized and it's frightening. Well, I would say the 2024 season, it's been a collection of Dolphins fans' worst fears. And they're all happening at the same time. I could probably rattle off a list. Tyreek Hill gets detained by police on the way to the stadium. That was ahead of week one. Tua, he gets knocked out with a concussion on national television and goes into the fencing position yet again. He's out a minimum of four games. The offensive line, they're horrendous. And Teron Armstead has like 50 different injuries yet again. Mike McDaniel, he's regressed. His play calling has been putrid. The league, maybe they figured out the Miami Dolphins scheme. Skylar Thompson, yep. Here we are, week three, Skylar Thompson starting a football game. And he got hurt. We got to see Tim Boyle. Does anybody miss anything about last season? Maybe defensively you miss Christian Wilkins. You miss Andrew Van Ginkle. You miss Tua on the field being healthy for the first time ever, which wound up getting him $200
million.
You miss having that "we put up 70 points show. The defense yesterday, they weren't horrible. They actually were okay. They did get some turnovers, but overall, I mean, what we are seeing out there is a complete disaster. And I just went through some things off the top of my head, and I'm thinking, this is week three. Every single worst case is happening all at the same time. If you're a Dolphins fan and you want to be honest with yourself, this team and this organization, they sort of deserve all of this. As a fan, it stinks. You want your team to do well, but you know they deserve this. The planning has been so bad, it's been reckless and arrogant. And this is what you get. Think about the head of the snake, Tua. That's the quarterback. It's the most important position on the football field. What did the Miami Dolphins do? They gave him $200 mil. Did they have to? Absolutely not. He still had the last year of his rookie contract to play. I don't know how many times I came on here and said, we know he's injury prone. He's only had one healthy season. because he was healthy last year, does that mean he figured everything out? Well, apparently they thought so. They gave him a bag of money, a huge bag. And then week two, he knocked himself out. Runs right into DeMar Hamlin, of all people. And it wasn't a hard hit. It was just a stupid play. What is a quarterback doing lowering his head down the field? What result did he think would happen? Or did he not think at all? It was just dumb. $200 million man with a history of concussions goes down the field, puts his head down, and runs right into a defender. We all knew Tua could absolutely get another concussion. It was just a matter of when. Unfortunately, that's just the truth. Now, given that you know, and I'm sure it wasn't just us, the Dolphins knew too, this could happen. That's why he was taking all of these karate and jiu-jitsu classes, whatever it was. So you know this could happen. You're helping him with that. You're paying, I don't know how much money for those classes, probably hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I'm not joking about that. What else can we do to protect him? How about give him the biggest, baddest offensive line? We don't want anyone to ever touch him. So what do we do? You know what? We don't need Rob Hunt. We'll just let him go to Carolina. We'll run Liam Eikenberg out there. Look at the Dolphins' offensive line protecting their $200 million man. Not that that's how he got concussed. He did it on a stupid play himself, but still. The offensive line is terrible. Yesterday, on top of protecting no one, they were so undisciplined. Mistakes all over the place. Pre-snap penalties, post-snap penalties, post-play penalties. Whatever you could get flagged for, the Miami Dolphins were flagged for it. Just terrible. And there was no backup plan. There were backups in the league that won yesterday, but not for the Dolphins. Because even though Tua had a history of concussions and was injury prone, and we all knew it, not only are we not going to give him a great offensive line, or even a mediocre one, we're not going to have any decent backup quarterback. Because we're just all in on Tua. Sounds like the guy who went all in against me last week in the poker room. He went all in with 9-3 off suit. It's kind of what the Dolphins did. Just hope that it wins. Because they went in with Skylar Thompson and Mike White. And every report that we read and heard about in the preseason, both of them looked horrendous. Everybody was saying it. But the Dolphins felt, nope, Skylar, he's good enough. Did Skylar look like he was good enough when he was out there yesterday? And this is year three for him. This isn't, hey, it's a seventh round pick anymore. This is year three. Mike McDaniel's an offensive coach. He should be able to elevate offensive players, especially at the QB position. A young QB, 3 years in the system. Yesterday, he could barely get the play out. The Dolphins looked like they had never played a road game before. Genuinely, what were they doing? Operationally, they were horrendous. And every play, it looked to me like Skylar was turning his back to the line of scrimmage. All these fakes, fake pitch, fake throw. The guy can't even do a normal play. But no, let's throw every wrinkle out there for him. And it wasn't even working. None of that was working. Nobody was fooled. It was being cute for the sake of being cute, and it didn't accomplish anything at all, other than making it more difficult for him. So when I say this is a complete and total disaster, and we're only in week three, if anything, I'm underestimating how bad it is. Now, if you want to go all in with 9-3 offsuit in the poker room, I just hope you don't do it against me, unless I got pocket aces. I've got my poker tournament, the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament, once a month at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. I just had it last week, so it'll be coming up again in October. I'll give you more details when it's closer. But you don't have to wait to play cards until my tournament comes. You could go to the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood anytime you want. They got tournaments every single day. They got them in the afternoon. They got them at night. You can get in a cash game for an hour or so, or even 30 minutes, whatever you want. They've got it there in the poker room. For the entire tournament schedule and to see all the bonus high hands when they're handed out, visit SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. That's SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. My tournament will be coming up again in October, a few weeks away. I'll give you more info on that soon. And then I hope to see you at a poker table in the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. I don't think it's a matter of will this happen. I think it's a matter of when it'll happen. What's it? Tyreek Hill losing his bleep. Here's a guy who was voted the number one player in the National Football League. He received a contract extension. I don't need to tell you anything about Tyreek. You know he's a stud. Yesterday, first quarter, no targets. He finished yesterday's game with no numbers. When you look at his play through 3 weeks, really he's made one play in 3 weeks. The touchdown. The one that followed the Javon Holland play that really, I thought at the time, saved the Dolphins. But now, maybe you want him to lose every game. That play by Holland and then the following TD, the play by Tyreek, that separates the Dolphins from 1-2 and 0-3. You know Tyreek, and you've heard Tyreek. You know he's not going to be quiet. What's happening here with this football team, he's not super pumped about. The dude is a stud. He wants to put up numbers. He wants to be used. He wants to be involved when he's on the field. And now he's dealing with Tim Boyle. Throw in any name. Tim Boyle, Skylar Thompson, Snoop Huntley. The play calling to get it to Tyreek has been terrible. Everything about this team has been terrible. I start thinking of things to say that are terrible, because if I thought of things to say that are good, it would take a long time. And I don't want to sit here and pause forever. The meters will go off at the station. Hey, Slater's not saying anything. What's happening? Well, he's trying to find out what's good with the Dolphins. That's why. Not a good enough excuse. Everything about this team has been terrible. Tyreek Hill has not been getting the football. Even when Tua was playing, Tyreek wasn't doing much. I call balls and strikes here. The play calling for this team has been beyond bad. Mike McDaniel's calling the plays. I think Mike McDaniel's a great story. Seems like a really good dude. He's funny. At least he was. I remember when Mike McDaniel was hired, I came on here and said, I don't know the exact words, but the dude seems really cool and he's funny and you laugh. But this is before the Dolphins have played a game. If the Dolphins start losing football games, are we going to look at what Mike McDaniel is doing, how he's acting and what he's saying, and portray it as funny? Well, now's the time to ask you that question. Do you find Mike McDaniel funny now? I think the answer is no. The honeymoon is over. People aren't charmed by Mike McDaniel anymore. Nobody is laughing right now. Dolphins fans have been waiting 24 years to win one playoff game. What we had on that field yesterday in Seattle was essentially unwatchable. I say essentially because I can't say it was unwatchable, because that means you wouldn't have been watching it, and you did watch it. Essentially, it was unwatchable. If you were not a Dolphins fan or a Seahawks fan and you didn't have any bet involved in that game, there was no reason for you to watch it. If that had been a home game, the Dolphins would have been booed off the field. It's year 3 for Mike McDaniel. This is year 9 for Chris Greer as GM. This was supposed to be the season where this organization, they needed to produce something. This was put up or shut up time. What have they done? Have they put up anything worth watching? Have they put up anything worth cheering for? Does this team look like a 10-win team to you? This season has just been a bad plan. Right from the get-go, bad planning. It's like they felt, they being Chris Greer, Mike McDaniel, Brandon Shore, everybody who works together there, it's like they felt they knew better than everybody else. And now the consequences are being realized. I did not expect this team to stink. I wasn't necessarily thinking, okay, this is a Super Bowl team. But I did think there was bad planning going into this year. I didn't expect them to be anywhere near the way they are now. But the defense yesterday, okay, they were all right. The defense so far has just been meh. Special teams has been bad. The offense has been putrid. It's just hashtag bad football. The defense, I say they've been meh overall. Yesterday, they were better than that. They made two big plays yesterday. Under normal circumstances, those plays may have given them a chance to win the game. But not when you've got that offense you had out there with that play calling. I could sit here and break down every single quarter and every single drive, but you already know what I'm getting towards. I mean, you understand how bad it was, and the play calling, going for it later when they shouldn't have, and kicking it earlier when they should have gone for it. I have no idea what's going on, but whatever it is that's going on, it's not good. And I feel for Dolphins fans, because you wait for this and you expected so much, and the team has given you so little in return. Now, the expectations that I tell you about at Gulfstream Park, you go over there, you're going to get them. A great buffet during the weekend, great menu items, a great table with a fantastic view, and exciting racing action. That's what you will get when you go to Gulfstream Park. Right now, live racing 3 days a week, every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Plenty of opportunities for you to go out to Gulfstream Park, have yourself a great time, a great meal, make some wagers. When I go to Gulfstream Park, I like going to their trackside restaurant, 10 Palms. The wagering, 10, 20 cents. You don't even have to spend a whole lot. They'll come around and take your bets. You don't even have to leave your table. You can have a nice plate of food in front of you. You watch the races live. The track is right there. That's why it's called the Trackside Restaurant. 10 Palms. Visit GulfstreamPark.com to make yourself a reservation. Or just head on out to Gulfstream Park. Hang out in the Carousel Club. Another great spot to watch the action and wager on it. Live racing every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's the Sunshine Meet, and it's happening right now in Hollandale Beach at Gulfstream Park. Thank gosh we've got the Canes. And now Cam Ward and the University of Miami hit the ACC schedule, where they'll face exactly one ranked team, Louisville. And when it comes to quarterbacks or any player, I don't think anybody in college football is playing better than Cam Ward is right now. You go from watching the Dolphins to watching the Canes. Oh my gosh. One is brutal to watch. The other, very exciting. I don't want to talk too much about it because I don't want to jinx it. Uncle Luke's going to join me a Luke Tuesday on a Monday next. You don't have to adjust anything. It is Monday, but as I told you before, I'm off tomorrow. I'm on social media. I'm seeing tweets early this afternoon from Uncle Luke. He's going crazy. I don't want him to say I didn't try to call him. I'm off tomorrow. So I'm going to do a Luke Tuesday on a Monday. People are mad. You seem mad. Uncle Luke, I'm not even going to ask you how you are because I already know how you are. But what are you mad about?
I'm mad at the fact that the Dolphins put this roster together. They got these two quarterbacks. Listen, Andy, Pittsburgh, they got two quarterbacks. Obviously, in Carolina, they got two quarterbacks. Baltimore, they got three quarterbacks. I mean, Dallas got two quarterbacks, three quarterbacks. I mean, how do you not have a quality backup in Miami? How do you know that this man is not going to get injured because he's had five concussions, and I think, and we don't know how many he had in Alabama with a plate on his hip. And you paid this man, you spent all this money. I think these people are taking advantage of Mr. Ross. That's basically what it is. Ross is laying out the money. He's spending money like there ain't no tomorrow, unlike the Marlins with 1,000 owners. And they're just taking advantage of this man, Andy. And you put that trash out there on the field on this week, and these reporters around here, they're actually horrible because they try to make people think that it's okay. Oh, you can't stop the run because you let Wilkins go. You paid the receiver all the money. You paid the quarterback all the money, but you forgot to pay the run stopper some of the money. Unbelievable. This is mismanagement, Andy. Where's Patante or whatever her name is? We might have to bring her back.
You're asking me these questions, and I think they're valid questions, Luke, but my question to you is, do you have Chris Greer's phone number?
No.
Because I think you should be asking him these questions.
If I did, he would get an earful. If I did, he would get an earful, but he would have got an earful a long time ago when he was making the decision to pay this tour who's injured like that. No. You're not getting paid, boss. I franchise you. You're going to play your last year and show that you're healthy, and then I might franchise you the next year. You ain't finna stick me up and talk about I'm going to pay you. And now Mike McDaniels, all of a sudden, he don't look like the genius that we thought he was because with his homeboy and coach in San Francisco, he took Brock Purdy when Jimmy did not perform, inserted Purdy into his system, and did what? And won football games. We were expecting the same thing. Kyle Shanahan, obviously, was the rocket scientist, and Mike McDaniels, the jury is still out. So that's what Dolphins expected.
Are you?
But that ain't happened, Andy, because they made this roster. They thought Skyler was the guy to be the backup and this third-string guy. They did this. They owe the community. They owe the Dolphins. They owe everybody around here and Mr. Ross an apology. And somebody's head need to get chopped behind this.
When you kind of say there at the beginning that you think people are taking advantage of Stephen Ross, the guy's obviously very smart. He's a billionaire. But when it comes to football, do you think he's just trusting the wrong people and continues to do that on a daily basis?
That, Andy, that is obvious. It's like this billionaire who knows nothing about football trusting people who he think knows about football and then say, look, here's an open checkbook. Go get all the guys. Go get everything you need. I want to win. That's what Ross is all about. That's what I love about him. Because, by the way, he went to Miami Beach, seen her, just like me. So, high tides, we don't go against each other. We just get it done. If you know anything about Beachside. But you live in Kendall. You went to some school that I just beat the brains out of.
Yeah, you did. That was messed up.
Yeah, you don't want to mention that. But that happened.
Yeah.
So
you didn't even take it easy because, you know, I went there. So you just put it on him.
Well, of course, extra added with some sauce. Hey, but at the same time, Andy, this man is being, listen, it's horrible.
But how long can you, I'm not disagreeing with you.
They should have known this man was going to get injured. But, so to hire Skyler and I don't even know Langford or Longfoot or whoever the heck the daggone third string is. This is a world, Andy. This is a new football world where everybody has quality backups that are capable of going into the game and doing what? And winning. You got two quarterbacks,
yeah, I mean,
two starters, on the Pittsburgh Steelers. You got one first-round draft pick and another starter on the Cowboys. I mean, you got three quarterbacks, a rookie, two rookies, and Brissett on New England. You got quality people. This is not the lifetime that we used to live in where the backup was horrible. I can keep on going
now down the list. Luke, let me bring this up because I was mentioning this a little bit earlier. And in case you can't tell, Uncle Luke Luther Campbell with us here. A Luke Tuesday on a Monday since I'm off tomorrow. You know how it is with superstars, Luke, especially the number one or number two guy in an entire league. With Tyreek Hill, do you think at some point, with this season being a disaster so far and doesn't look like it's going to get any better anytime soon, you think he's going to explode? Not in a good way, but just go off and become somebody really angry?
Listen, when you give a bunch of guys a lot of money, they come in there expecting to compete for a Super Bowl because they fell short last year. These guys, the likelihood of them crashing out are just saying, F it, we going to the club every night. On our off day, we going to Columbia with Andy. The likelihood of them doing that, knowing that there's no future in this season, is going to happen, yes. The likelihood, but we're going to hope that they are really professionals about it and they don't crash out. They don't say, okay, all right, man, this ain't happening this year. We ain't got no quarterback. We ain't got no faith in what's going on. And this year's a disaster. We're going to crash out. The likelihood of them doing that is very, very high because most of these guys came in with the intentions of winning the Super Bowl. What the Dolphins did is they loaded on offense because everybody want to make McDaniels the genius. They front-loaded on offense, and now the rest of the Miami Dolphins community, they're all on my timeline. They're apologizing. They're asking for apologies. They're apologizing to Brian Flores. They're all on Facebook. Man, Brian Flores is right. Brian Flores is this. Oh, they made a mistake. I never seen nothing like it in my life where people are actually apologizing to the former coach because they're saying he was right. This is what's going on in this town. We have a dysfunctional situation going on. It's like all the money over here, and at the mall, there's no money.
Would you say, though,
Luke, the best quarterback in town, Andy, is Cam Ward. He can go to the Dolphins right now. Well, if they could trade for him right now, they'll make this guy make them great right now.
Now, I'm gonna ask you this seriously because you bring up Cam Ward, and I was talking about Cam Ward. How can you not talk about Cam Ward? In all seriousness here, and I think some Dolphins fans are kind of bringing this up. Do you feel like this should be a season, Luke, where I know you're not supposed to be told this as a coach, but apparently one was. Let's not do so well. Let's not really have a good year because we could get the top pick and we can get Cam Ward. Do you think that actually is something that might happen?
That will not happen because the Dolphins told the community they made an investment in Tua as the franchise quarterback and the future quarterback.
Yeah, but he may not even be able to play anymore.
They should have known that, Andy. They should have known that.
I don't disagree with you.
They made the investment. So now, are you going to tank? You calling the tank word? You get ready. So that, if you tank, you're going to have to start selling off assets. You're going to have to start selling off Tyreek. You're going to have to start selling, and you're going to have to go back to scratch. Are the Dolphins ready to do that right now? Are the fans ready to do that right now? Oh, no.
I don't know about that.
If you do that, McDaniels got to go. Greer got to go. They got to go. Because if you're going to start over, because they didn't want to make the mistake. They didn't want to sold at the Ross. They sold at the Garfinkel.
At some point, Luke,
so if you're going to tank, it starts with the GM, and then the coach going to have to go with him, too, because at the end of the day, Andy, this man was marked down. Y'all made him a genius. So with that being said, what Kyle Shanahan did with Mr. Irrelevant, a backup quarterback after they paid Jimmy G and he took the backup quarterback in and went to the Super Bowl, this is what you're expecting out of Mike McDaniels. It's supposed to be about the system and not about the quarterback. But obviously, it's not about the system because you picked this backup quarterback, these two guys. You put these guys on the roster, and they're not functioning the way that they're supposed to be functioning.
The way that he's even been calling plays when Tua was in there, do you think, Luke, that this team, even with Tua at quarterback, could be any good? Because we saw a game and a half with him.
You did see that, but at the same time, Andy, the rest of the league is coaching too. It's called Southpaw Jinx. It's called, okay, we know what you're going to do. We know how you're going to run things. Now, next year, you better upgrade or we're going to get a bead on what you're doing. And then we're going to make you look bad. And so that is what's happening. That's why I tell people, don't be quick to call people genius. And that's why I even tell people in college football, hey, look, Cam looks great right now, but let's pump the brakes because Cam won. Beat two ranked teams at Washington State last year, and then he went 1-7 in the last eight games.
Well, don't bring that up now. He's the only positivity we've got in this town.
You're right. I mean, we're gonna leave it right.
The Panthers started, but again. But I know you.
Hey, he didn't have them. He ain't got them weapons, boy. We got weapons all over the place. You see them weapons out there, Andy. You see them weapons. But it's a shame that these guys are on the Dolphins roster. And the starting quarterback and the best quarterback in Miami, Florida, is the guy in college who opted to stay another year.
Yep.
We see this. That is the big. Them guys need to tour, and them dudes on that Dolphin roster, they need to send some of that money down there to Cam. They need to invest in the Miami Collective and send some of that money because he's arguably better than all of them. This kid is in college.
Quick question. How do you think, because we're out of time, but I appreciate you taking time on your Monday for this Luke Tuesday.
Tomorrow I'll be doing ESPN with Virginia Tech. We've been doing the show leading up to the Virginia Tech game for the last 10 years. So,
Any girls in the show?
No. It's a radio show.
Oh, with ESPN. It's radio.
Yeah, ESPN Radio, Virginia Tech. I've been doing it for 10 years. Every year we do it leading up to the game.
Okay, so one last question. How do you think Cam Ward will look in silver and black?
Goodbye.
Bye. Uncle Luke Luther Campbell. No show tomorrow. That's why I had Uncle Luke on today. And he was venting like right around 12:30 this afternoon. He was going off. All right. That's all the time I got for this Monday afternoon. I'll be back with you on Wednesday. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.